Another day of some afternoon downpour slowly drifting inland with time on First Alert Doppler HD. We'll be tracking that for you today. Low 90s for highs. Feels like temperatures 100 to 105.
And we're also following delays through the north side trying to get into downtown Jacksonville. The ongoing construction at the King Parkway. Yet again, we have problems southbound on 95. First Alert weather and traffic just ahead. Clark Howard looks at how revenge spending has replaced savings habits since the pandemic ended. We turn our attention to Washington, where the pandemic had impact on special education and funding for it, as more children around the nation are qualifying for special education services than ever before. WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio live in our Washington newsroom to break down the data and the growing push to combat shortages in the classroom. Good morning.
Well, that's right, Rich. Good morning to you. We're talking about nearly one in five public schools that say they were not fully staffed in special education courses last school year. Now, this comes as researchers say more children around the country are qualifying for special education, whether it's, experiencing autism or ADHD. Now, according to the National Center for Education Statistics, more than 7.5 million students had a disability that qualified them for this special education service during the 2022-2023 school year. And now with that pandemic-era funding about to end, Rich, there's a growing concern that these staffing shortages may actually get worse.
And you think about the people who are doing the work in the classroom setting. They probably are wanting the help, needing the help, and maybe even burning out without resources.
We talk again and again, teachers and special education teachers, they're all heroes, right? They've done so much during the pandemic and today as well. And I actually spoke with an educator at Parallel Learning. They're an organization that does a lot to bring more resources, special education resources in particular, into the classrooms across the country. They say we really need to get creative about how to get kids connected to these professionals. They also say more early intervention will also help by identifying kids earlier and helping them to get those extra resources they need to help them to have a leg up.
Yeah, they really are heroes. And the support staff that are also involved, the paraprofessionals, as they're referred to, usually on the low end of the pay totem pole and ultimately do some of the most important and impactful work for our kids who are in these settings. Nicole, thanks for the update live from our Washington newsroom.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.